Hi, my name is Jason, 13 years old.
My name is Willie, I'm 13 years old.
Hi, my name is Cintres, and I am 13 years old.
I'm Mr. Hill. This is our second year with Camp Fun.
We are talking about police brutality. First question is, what will you do if the cops pull a gun on you? I would not move so I don't get shot or anything.
I really wouldn't do anything because, you know, cops nowadays, they shoot people for no reason. Just like the Olton incident. Like, he was just sitting there on the ground, not doing anything, hands behind his back, and they just shot him in the heart.
Olton Sterling was tackled, tased, shot to death because someone called and said that he pulled out a gun while he was selling CDs. He got shot 6 times.
So what I said I would do is, you know, if a cop pulled a gun out on me, I wouldn't do anything. Like the Olton thing, he was just selling CDs. Whenever the cop did arrest him and tase him, he was helpless. Like, he couldn't do anything. And they just sat there and shot him, basically for no reason.
What I would do in that situation is maybe just, like, sit there, maybe try and ask what I did to see why they're arresting me and they have me pinned to the ground. Because if they just come up with some random answer, like, oh, you were doing this, this is illegal, that's illegal. This man lets me sell CDs in front of his facilities, so I'm okay. But if they just decide it was a good idea to tackle me, tase me, and then shoot me for no reason, I mean, it kind of makes no sense.
The second question is, do you know anyone who has been through police brutality?
I don't exactly know the person. I forget where it was, but a man was at a gas station, and the cop had asked him to pull out his license and registration. He went to go in his glove box to get it, and the cop ended up shooting him in his leg for no reason.
If I was that dude that the cop told me to get a license registration, I would tell him to stand 15 feet away from my car because I wouldn't think he would be doing anything. But then if he ended up shooting me, I'm straight press the charges on you for shooting me for no reason after you just told me to reach for my license. If I ever get a car and, like, you know, I get pulled over by cops, I would never have nothing in my glove department. I'll either have it like the little mirror at the top or I go have it in the pocket, I guess. But I'm not having it in my glove department because that's stupid. Because, you know, cops don't automatically think that you're reaching for a gun or something.
The whole point of a glove box is for your license registration to go in. The whole point of a glove box is for that.
How do you change this problem?
How do we change this problem?
I said fire out all the white cops and hire only black cops.
I think you're wrong because not all white cops want to hurt people. Some people want to help. Some white people want to help. It's just some out there that think they are better than everybody and want to kill people for no reason. Some actually want to get a career. We just need more black cops and more training.
Oh, well, not fire like all the white people, but like fire the people that's like doing all like the shootings and stuff, like for no reason. But keep the black people, like when the dude was selling CDs, the cops like that, fire like cops like that, but cops that want to help people, keep them and fire all like the bad cops.
One of the ways I think we could fix this problem is other cops need to hold other cops accountable. So if there's two police officers and you see one cop doing something bad and you don't like it, just don't say, hey, don't do that when I'm around or whatever. You need to report them and arrest them. You took an oath to protect and serve. If one of your coworkers are committing a crime, they need to be arrested. You need to press charges like you would do if it was me or any of us in this room. Also, the cops need better training. I don't think they know the law. I don't really think they know their job. They get 6 months or however months of training. Then you give them all these weapons and all this authority, and they can't handle it. Thirdly, I think they need to get to know their community better. They're not even from around here, and they just come into the communities, and they're scared of somebody because of the way they look. And they don't know this guy from a can of paint. This guy's out here selling CDs, trying to make a living. It might not be the best job or the most honest living, but he's not hurting nobody. And you shoot him 4, 5, 6 times in his chest?
I would, like, stop the conflict. Like, cops need to understand, like, what, like he said, they need to know the community. Because they come in here not knowing anything and thinking it's bad and it's against the law.
I'd say maybe add more black people into, like, the system. My mom's always talking to me about how some people, like, it's a thing that they're raised with, like, oh, we're better than this people because they're this color, or we're better than this people because we have this, we have that, and they don't. It's sometimes just how people are raised, and it's a mentality. I can't say change the way they were raised, but maybe help them along to, like, see that people aren't as bad as they were brought up to be.